Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And remember that you can always listen to our show at EWTN Podcast Central. Go out to ewtn.com/radio/podcast. Or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. Now, today we are welcoming back John Acquaviva. John is the professor of exercise science at Wingate University in Wingate, North Carolina. He is a lover of sports, family life, and the Catholic faith. And he lives in Matthews, North Carolina, with his wife, Alicia, and their five children. And today he's here to speak with us about the connection between body image and sports through the lens of the Catholic Church, which he will unpack in his book, Improving Sportsmanship Through Catholic Teaching and Common Sense. You could go out to his website, CatholicBodyImage.com. Well, we had a very invigorating show yesterday, talking just about what happens to us as human beings, whether we're a parent or a coach or a player, our behavior, our virtues, our lack thereof, how we should perform, not just athletically, but morally. I mean, we should be different human beings because of it in the stands.
I wanted to go over some of the chapters in his book.
Okay.
Why sport matters. Why does it even matter? And then he goes through virtues for the athlete, coach, parent, and fan. Virtues for each one, mm-hmm. for them. Chapter 6, the Holy Sacraments in sport. Okay, when was the last time you heard that or had a conversation about that?
It's an important subject.
Holy Sacraments in the sport, really? The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The transgender athlete problem. Questions and answers. And final thought, how big is your God? Mm. I don't know who doesn't need this. If you're a fan, you're a parent, you're a participant, whatever you are. Because I've never had a conversation in such depth and about sport, mm-hmm. and about participation in sport, and not checking your faith out, but bringing your faith in.
Right.
In all that you do, respect, forgiveness, and so on. So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome. Well, our guest today is John Acquaviva. He is the author of Improving Sportsmanship Through Catholic Teaching and Common Sense. Go out to his website, CatholicBodyImage.com. Well, for the people who didn't catch our show yesterday, give a quick recap of the book, what they'll find in it, and the benefits of reading it.
Yes, it's to bring our faith into the world of sport. The church has always acknowledged how big sport is in our culture. The church has fully done that, and it makes the kind of Catholic and the Christian kind of take a sigh of relief because it's important to so many people. But the purpose of the book is in a practical way, it's an encouragement. Let's bring our faith onto the field as a umpire, referee, as a coach, as a fan, as an athlete. We still want to and need to be Catholic. Christ still asks us of something, even when we are, and including when we are, on the field participating in sport or involved in some way.
Excellent.
What should we be doing before we go to the game or participate in the game? What do we do before, and is there anything to do after the game?
Yes, the before and after thing. Okay. That's a great question. For folks who struggle, for instance, or for the athlete who struggles, it would be a great idea to bring in the Holy Spirit and say a prayer. Mm. Say a prayer of thanks for the gift of sport, but also pray for wisdom, pray for fortitude, so there's going to be respect and discipline in that avenue in which they're going to be experiencing. And of course, the reason that you want to do that especially is when the parent and or the athlete struggles, mm-hmm. with good sportsmanship, with respecting the coach and the referee and the other individuals that they're competing against. And then afterwards, it's not a bad idea to, again, give thanks to the gift of sport, as John Paul II said. We can give thanks for that. And then that gives the parent an opportunity to talk about what everybody just witnessed. Like a great question at some point in the evening or the afternoon after that game is over is ask the athlete, how did it go?
Right.
Just simply ask him how it went. And that question alone can lead to some good conversation about virtue, about your faith, and how to bring it onto the field.
Excellent. Well, tell us about our obligation to the Sunday Mass. Now, there wasn't always travel ball, right?
That's right.
Travel ball has entered the sport arena, meaning you're picking up all your athletes from different areas, maybe the cream of the crop from the local teams, which maybe played games on Saturdays, and now they've taken these boys and girls out, and now they make a weekend event of
That's
it. Usually from like 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And what is my obligation as a Catholic or even as a Christian to go to church?
Yeah, it still stands. That this is one of the misnomers, and I've heard even somewhat borderline faithful Catholics even say, well, if you're on vacation, the obligation is lifted, right? Mm-hmm. And you just, your eyes get big and you go, well, let's talk about that. And I think it's the same thing for parents who have their kids in these, not just in sports, and they're dedicated to the sport, but they've been asked to play on this special team. It's like an all-star of the local athletes, which is called travel ball. And what travel ball means is that you travel sometimes not only to other cities within your state, but you travel to other states, sometimes several zip codes away, several states away, they're participating in these sports. And they will still ask the question, well, this is a really big tournament. Is the obligation lifted in those times? And of course, in all cases, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
One of the gifts of the church, truly the gifts of the church, is that there's in so many parishes, there's multiple masses, sometimes even an evening mass on Sunday, but also we have the Saturday vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we do have the opportunity to hold to that obligation. There's just, and that's one of the actual strengths of the Catholic Church versus Protestant churches, is that we have the vigil. Often we don't get that in the Protestant world, and the evening masses, which gives us a lot of opportunities to attend mass. And also, let's say there's a tournament on all day Saturday, tournament all day Sunday, and it makes it virtually impossible if you were to attend all those games and go to mass. I would say to the parent, you have a great opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to demonstrate your faith to not only your family and your child that's playing that sport, but to the team itself, and to make an announcement. Our sport is great. It's important to us, but it's not more important than our faith and our family life. We're still going to go to Mass, and if we have to miss that morning game, if we have to miss that afternoon practice, so be it. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
It reminds me, there's so many great passages that use the sport analogy.
Yes.
And this one is one that I didn't look up beforehand, but there is that sharing that, you know, athletic sports are a value in this life, but the spiritual applications are for this life and the next. And that's what you're speaking about there. Now, at this point, I just have to stand here, you know, and say, you know, we're going to be going to Mass, or we're going to Sunday worship as an evangelical or whatever it is. And just the power of that, the witness to that and setting the priorities right. You mentioned about the family. Now, you say here the family, not just the parents, but the family setting the tone for virtue in sport.
Yes. So, you know, the catechism, our catechism, says the mom and dad are the first the first line of defense in the faith, right? They are the teachers of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
We can rely on others, other family members, our pastor, the youth minister, and so forth, but it is the parents. And the parents have an opportunity here. We talk about the faith in a lot of aspects that are discussed in family life, right? And relationships and friendships that we have in grade school and high school, but often the parent fails to bring in the faith when it comes to sport.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we talked about on yesterday's show in part, that they need to bring in the values of respect, of forgiveness, of fortitude, discipline, and so forth, and we need to take that onto the field. And the parent needs to be the first teacher of that. And they not only can teach it to the athlete, but also the other ones not participating can be a part of that conversation as well. So teaching takes place within the entire family.
So in your you have a chapter on the whole transgender that has hit our country.
Yes.
How do we respond as Catholics, as athletes, as parents, as grandparents, as human beings?
Yes. This is not only is it the has been the biggest and certainly one of the biggest in the world of sport, right? Over the last couple of years is this transgender athlete problem. But I would say in our culture, it's one of the most discussed topics over the last 5 years. Certainly in the world of sport, it's been this name, image, and likeness as we're talking off camera. It's a huge thing within college sports, for instance. Money is always a big thing within professional sport. But this has creeped into our everyday conversation about sport, about the transgender individual, the boy who wants to play in girls' sports. It's caused major controversies, and it's controversial for a reason. I write in the book that coming from an exercise physiologist, there are numerous issues that separate a boy from a girl. And thankfully, the U.S. Catholic bishops, as well as Pope Francis, for instance, and Pope Leo have spoken on this issue and saying why it's problematic. And the U.S. Catholic bishops have put out an official statement that boys do not belong in girls' sports. Men do not belong in women's sports. Even if there's some type of transitioning with hormonal therapy and so forth, there are still major differences that cannot be corrected with hormonal therapy. There's way too many issues. It's too much to go into here, but that's why I wrote about it in the book, so the reader can see for the first time something coming from a professional in my field, exercise physiology. And one of the things I mentioned, I'll end with this note on the transgender athlete, the textbook that we use for this for the class, exercise physiology, has a 19-page chapter on the differences between men and women. And it's not spoken from a religious or a political view. It just says these are the differences in sport and physical activity between boys and girls and men and women. And they devote 19 pages in this chapter.
Right.
And if any person just read that, they would see that there's really no platform to stand on to argue against anything else, but they should be separated.
And that chapter is filled with, as you said, quotes, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, USCCB statement, and also some facts, like you were saying, just regular facts. And I found it interesting, just kind of blood capacity, blood carrying oxygen, lung capacity, and so on, size and height. And, you know, how could you ever go down this road? Anyway, it helps for apologetics in making the case for this.
No doubt about it. And we are asked to love. The issue is some folks think that love is defined as allowing people or letting people do whatever they want.
Right.
But the fact is, as parents, we there's no greater love in our culture than the love that parents have for their kids, but we still say no to them,
right?
And we say no to them all the time because we know that that's saying no to that particular thing is gonna keep them from going down the path of sin, destruction, and so forth. It's the same thing here. We need to say no to it. And the great thing is on both sides of the aisle, conservative and liberal, most people do agree that the sexes should be separated, as they have been for years. That's why there's women's sports.
Yeah. Right.
That's why there's girls' sports. Why do you think they existed in the first place? In other words, we had it right from the start.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of people are saying, well, this is just a religious thing with you, or you're a hater.
Yeah.
But I'm really amazed at how many people who are not religious and who are quite liberal recognize this just with the natural law. And so I'm saying, I don't want this. It's not only that they're playing in it, which is bad enough, but it's the locker room, it's the bathroom.
That's right.
It's absurd. And I think we might be turning a corner on this, just with, like you say in your book, not only Catholic teaching, like common sense.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that's why I put that part in there about common sense, because throughout the whole book, I talk about stories, and this is just something that we can rely on just with our own mind. With the help of the Catechism and with the help of Scripture, it kind of solidifies it. But almost everything I talk about in the book is really just common sense. Mm-hmm. And it extends into that chapter in the discussion on the transgender athlete, no doubt.
Well, tell our family, what is the most positive sport-related issue as of late?
I think it's that so many coaches, professional, at the college ranks, high school and so forth, as well as athletes of all levels. The high schooler who gets the microphone in front of them, the college athlete and the pro athlete, they're invoking God's name more than ever. Mm. And I think part of the reason they're doing that, in fact, I think the main reason, actually, this is just a theory, there's no way to prove this, but is because the more secular our society gets, the more religious people get. Mm-hmm. And those people, they have a microphone in front of them and they feel compelled to invoke God's name and to thank God for the gift of sport and thank God for the opportunity to play. And if nothing else, they want to give praise and worship to mm-hmm. our Lord. And they're doing it more and more. And you know, I'll tell you who does it better than anybody, and he does it in a very Catholic way, is Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, who's mm-hmm. born and raised Catholic. And if you watch his interviews, he will find a way. Somebody will ask a question, and he'll say, well, speaking of Catholicism, mm-hmm. and of course the question isn't about Catholicism at all, but he'll invoke God's name through Catholic teaching and through the season. Like one time, for instance, somebody asked him, are you getting, what you did today, is it getting ready for the playoffs? And he said, in a way, we're always getting ready for the playoffs. Like, for instance, right now it's the season of Advent in the church, and we're getting ready for the birth of Christ.
There you go.
And he slipped it in there, and I just went, that man's brilliant. It's beautiful. And of course, the way he feels is, there's a lot of people who feel the way I do, but they don't have a microphone in front of them. And he's just taking advantage of
Hallelujah.
That. God bless John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. John, we're going to take a break at this
yes.
point, hold you over for the final segment. We want the best stuff in that final segment there. Improving your sportsmanship through Catholic teaching and common sense, a practical guide for athletes, parents, fans, and coaches. So many of us need this to use in one capacity or another. EWTNRC.com. Get the book. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with John Acquaviva. Great book, Improving Your Sportsmanship Through Catholic Teaching and Common Sense. You mentioned the importance of playing time
yeah.
in sport. Like, why is that so important?
I think this is one of the reasons I wrote this book. Playing time has become so much more important in the lives of parents and grandparents for their child. And I think there's a couple reasons. I think, first of all, so many parents have there's been low birth rate, and so there's more of an emphasis on everything that one of those kids yeah. does, mm-hmm. right? The other thing is college has gotten so expensive, and so they find more pressure. You need to play my son. And of course, this is where we need our faith in the world of sport. We need to have respect for the decision makers. There needs to be self-control. There needs to be discipline. And the playing time issue has kind of risen to the top, and it's become a big issue. And it's become a matter of stress in a lot of these people's mm-hmm. lives, because you're like saying to the coach and saying to the administrators, you need to play my kid. My kid needs the exposure. And while that may be true, we still need to leave the decision up to the people that are making those decisions, the coaches and the administrators.
That's a great mm-hmm. insight.
Yeah.
Because when I saw that, it took me a while. I said, like, what is he talking about? The importance of playing time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of unpacked it, what's happening in our culture, society, what it means to people, the lessening of the birth rate. So this is just so important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, how important is it, and where's the quality of the play, and what do we have to do as a team, and the decisions I'm going to make, respect, forgiveness.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All those virtues.
Well, you got just a minute and a half or so. So again, let's continue down the path. Why did you write it? Who are you writing this for? What impact do you hope it has?
I hope it has the impact of truly bringing our faith into the world of sport. As a parent, as a grandparent, as a referee, as a coach, there's a chapter in there for everybody. It's practical. I tell stories. But the whole point is we can't leave our faith when we step onto the field, when we mm-hmm. step onto the court, when we step onto the track. In all of those roles, whenever we go to a sporting event, we need to bring our Lord with us. And all those characteristics that are talked about in the book are what we need to bring: self-control, discipline, respect, and so forth, as you mentioned as well.
And people can get in touch with you how, if they want yep. you to come and speak
yep.
to their sport, whatever
yep.
they got going on.
Yep.
There's banquets, things
That's
that
right.
people do, you're available.
That's right. I've spoken to youth groups, I've spoken to Little kids, I've spoken to high school kids, middle school kids, I've spoken to men's groups, women's groups, and at retreats and so mm-hmm. forth. And I deliver a message according to the age group of who is there. So I can come to your parish, I can come to some type of conference, and you can get a hold of me through catholicbodyimage.com, mm-hmm. or you can simply email me at j.aquaviva@wingate.edu. And that's all available through my website.
Tell us about your radio show.
Yeah, it's on Radio Maria, one of the many Catholic radio stations. It's in six different states, 11 different affiliates, like in Tennessee and Florida and Wisconsin and so forth. And it's called Faith in Sport, where really I bring to life weekly the message of this book. I talk about the world of the sport, but I look at sport through the Catholic lens. And mm-hmm. so I talk about all these characteristics and gifts of the Holy Spirit on that show, as well as the second half is usually a guest, sometimes a professional athlete, a mm-hmm. former athlete, a coach, somebody involved in the world of sport mm-hmm. is the second half.
What
of
do
the
we
show.
Have to look forward to in terms of another book?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
You just mentioned it.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about
okay.
that, about the fourth book. The first two are on body image, yeah. as you guys mentioned earlier, and then this book on sportsmanship. So I always look to my wife, Alicia. She's always she always has the idea for the book, and next thing I know, I'm the one who writes it over
there
2 years.
Yeah.
John, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back. Such an important area, and you're speaking to it like nobody else is speaking to it, as far as I know.
Excellent.
Improving your sportsmanship through Catholic teaching and common sense, a practical guide for athletes, parents, fans, coaches. Have John come out, speak with you. Go to his website, get the resources. It's so important, the crossroads of sport, which is just huge, culture, and the Catholic faith. God bless you and all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Let us finish this race together and receive the prize and not run our race aimlessly, but clearly. Let us not punch shadow boxing, but to pummel our bodies, to knock out the devil, and to see Jesus face to face.
Amen.
Bye now.